This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
You're listening to Newswords. BBC journalist Claire Arthurs talks about words and phrases commonly used in news reports. Today's word, alternative.
Perhaps it's because I've been thinking about moving house lately, but I've been noticing news stories about governments which encourage people to use solar energy in their homes to generate electricity using the rays of the sun. Using solar power, or perhaps wind power, is not common or mainstream. It's an alternative to using the traditional or usual forms of power generation, gas or coal, or even nuclear sources. Describing something as alternative indicates it's an option which is different from the usual or that which we'd expect. You might hear it in a news story on government energy policies. Then there's the debate about whether countries should continue to rely on oil for fuel. Or the question, how best to protect the environment. Alternative medicine is used to indicate traditional healing, which might not rely on pharmaceuticals or modern surgery. An alternative lifestyle might be followed by someone who's left the rush of modern city life for a more traditional world which is closer to nature. It might also indicate something which is different from the mainstream, such as alternative rock, which could be played on alternative radio. That doesn't include the BBC.
That was Newswords from bbclearningenglish.com.